Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Midtown Business Radio.
So we'll jump right into it and introduce our guests here. We've got Karen Brashad from the Small Business Advisor out of Roswell. Thanks for coming on and taking time out of your day today.
Thank you for having me.
So Karen, we'll start with the Small Business Advisor. Take me through, you know, your company and kind of how it got its genesis. We'll start back in the old days and then we'll get into who you can help.
Well, the old days basically is I've had hands-on experience in owning and operating small businesses. And at a certain point, I decided that small businesses needed a lot of help in certain areas. And it was usually the financial area.
Mm-hmm.
And as a certified pro advisor for QuickBooks, that was something I felt needed to come to the table for small businesses.
And so, you know, QuickBooks being the, you know, the finance management side of things, kind of the banking and paying bills and kind of keeping track of all of that. But even though, you know, it seems like that kind of is straightforward and can help you, you know, we were talking a little before the show started about how even with something like that as a tool for your business, it's easy to kind of let things go and not necessarily keep up with it. So it's great to have somebody who has experience both in how that application works and then also being able to keep people on track and on schedule with their business finance. Because, you know, like you talked about, pretty soon it's, I'll do it tomorrow, I've got this thing to do today, and now it's next week or, you know, a month from now and you're behind.
Yes, typically a business owner will get very involved in working with their clients and getting the business and getting the job done or whatever the product or services that they provide. The issue usually becomes the administrative type situations where they put that on the side and they say, well, I can do that after business hours, or I can do that Saturday or Sunday. And they end up either not getting it done or getting so far behind that they no longer have financial information to allow them to make good business decisions.
I see. So you, from what I understand, when someone is new to QuickBooks, you can actually come in, help them kind of go through the process of getting things set up and in terms of how they, you know, establish kind of their data management side of that process. You can help with that and start them on the right course from the get-go rather than, you know, trying to start it on their own and then find out, oh, this is maybe not as easy as I thought it was.
Yeah, it's the challenge is getting it set up appropriately. QuickBooks is driven not only by date, but it's driven, and all financial programs are driven by their chart of accounts. And if the chart of accounts is not set up appropriately and tied to the right type of account, your reports will be all skewed and you won't have your appropriate information. So that's critical. And if someone's trying to set QuickBooks up and they don't understand that part of bookkeeping and accounting, they're probably not going to attach it to the right type of account.
Right. You know, and I'm sure that in some measure it's they try to be very, very intuitive with these types of software as a service type applications, but not everybody is a techie. So, you know, they may be able to run their business really well or, you know, have a service that they provide great, but to sit down in front of the computer and actually start messing with the financial underpinnings of their business is probably some risky things to try to handle on their own when they have access to folks like you. So, you know, there are some other things that you help them with in terms of, you know, tracking income and expenses and things like that that can kind of play a role in how their tax picture looks. Can you kind of talk a little bit about how you kind of start tying your expertise into that to keep them on track?
Well, part of what we do is get a full, strong understanding of what their business is and what are they looking to get as far as information out of their accounting and bookkeeping. So, for instance, in the real estate investment arena, which I have a heavy market share in, we will set up what's called classes, and we can define the class by the property, individual property. And so they can run a profit and loss statement by 123 Oak Street, not just the whole business, and be able to see is that particular property a property that is making money or is it losing money, and that allows them to make a decision that maybe that property was making money at one time, but it's not now, it's time to sell it.
Well, I'm sure that it was particularly in the investment sector, that's one of the things you're going to want to be able to do is really have an eye on how a particular piece of a portfolio is performing. So it's nice to know that they have that kind of option. I mean, do you find as you engage with your clients in these, you know, like real estate investment spaces and others that you work with, what do you encounter in terms of how they track their financial situations? I mean, obviously QuickBooks is part of what you do, but I'm sure there's a number of things that you find that they go through to try to keep track of the financial side of their business you can help them with.
Well, very often when I start out with a client, they haven't been tracking as well as they should, and they're not using this type of a tool. Might be an Excel spreadsheet, but it doesn't allow them to really hone down on certain types of information that they really want to have. The challenge becomes getting them to move from that spreadsheet that they think is working well for them into an actual bookkeeping software. And QuickBooks is very visual, so it allows a little more comfort level for them to be able to get in there and type a check, make an invoice, do different things once it's been set up.
So if I'm a business person sitting out there, I'm a layperson as it relates to corporate finance. So, my question comes from a position of lack of knowledge. But, say Bank of America. I'm a Bank of America customer. I have online banking through Bank of America. Where am I getting off track if I think, I've got online banking, I can pay my bills with that? Where do I get greater benefit from utilizing a tool, say QuickBooks or others that you might be able to recommend for somebody? Where is it, where's the value in saying, not just resting on the fact that, I can log into my online banking and I'm good to go?
Well, the QuickBooks allows us to customize reports and allows us to have tools that are in QuickBooks to be able to garner not only current information. You can go to your bank and you can see that you wrote XYZ checks and you have X amount of dollars in there. It's not going to show you things that haven't cleared the bank yet if you're only looking from that aspect. The other tools that we do use in the QuickBooks are tools that are set up to track leads that are in there. There's a lot of little hidden things in QuickBooks, not just from the accounting part. So if you decided you wanted to work with me, but you're not quite ready yet, and you give me your information, you say, contact me in 2 or 3 months, I can put you in as a lead, but not take up my customer area with it. And then once you say, I'm ready to go, with a click of a button, I can convert you to a client.
So you actually have a little bit of CRM type capability built into QuickBooks?
Yes, there is.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that. I mean, I was under the misapprehension that it was just, basically finance. So it's kind of great information to know. I'm sure I'm not the only one who's like, oh, wow, I didn't realize they could do that. So, one of the things that, that would obviously prove is there is some value in having a tool like that, there may be a bit of a, I guess QuickBooks is kind of like, would we consider software as a service? You're kind of paying a subscription, if you will, to utilize the service on an ongoing basis. Is that typically how it works for folks using the application?
It depends on what version of QuickBooks they're using. If they're using the online version, yes, it's subscription-based.
I see.
It doesn't do everything the desktop version does. So it depends upon the needs of the client as to what they need to have available to them. And in some areas, my company, we're circumventing some of that because we need to be in the QuickBooks with the client and be able to do certain things the online version doesn't do.
I see.
And we're setting up a server for our clients that have to get in there and do estimates and do invoicing and things like that while they're out in the field. So once that's a go, then a lot of our clients will be able to have that access, and we'll still have access to actually do offsite data entry.
Gotcha. We've been talking with Karen Brashada, the small business advisor out of Roswell, Georgia, learning about how they're able to help a small to mid-sized business better manage their financial situation, particularly through the use of tools like QuickBooks. They are certified in the application. It sounds like they're, it's relatively easy to get it started, but much more easy if they come to link up with a consultant like yourself to kind of go through that process.
Yes, they won't know all the little ins and outs of the program and the updates, so they may not catch on to the lead factor that's in there or some other little things that could make their life easier to do, you know, their accounting. Sometimes they reach a point where they can't handle fitting that into what they need to do on a daily basis, and they need the information on some type of a routine area. That's when we come in and we take over doing the data entry.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, when you're sitting down with a customer that, you know, has identified, hey, I've been keeping my books on Excel and I'm trying to do something a little bit better, maybe we could be more efficient, are there particular questions or things that you want to look at that would kind of make it make sense to do either the, you know, that subscription type tool or one that would be, I guess, probably software that you would purchase and actually install on your machine, I assume, is the other version?
Yeah, that's the desktop.
So, you know, how do you determine kind of what the best way to go is?
It's usually in the interview stage when I'm talking with them about their business, how their business functions. Are they out in the field more than in the office? Are they going to want to do the data entry? Do they want us to do the data entry? Do they want to hire somebody full-time? And have a staff person, in which case maybe we need to train them because we also offer training. And so it makes a difference as to going through that interview process as to discovering where their needs are and what type of application they need to have.
I would assume that once they have that the application that's hard installed, it's not the subscription online service, that gives you some ability to log in remotely, and that way if you do identify that maybe something was miskeyed somewhere along the way or put in the wrong kind of location per se, that you're able to do that remotely and make it a little more easy to fix issues when you find them.
Yes, we set up a specific way for us to access their files remotely and be able to go in and either address their problems while they're on the phone with us or be able to just take it over and go in and fix and clean up whatever the issue was that is not giving them the right information.
How often do you find a company that's been using the service for QuickBooks for their financial management, but you know they're having some trouble and that you're coming in and you're able to kind of line it out for them? Is that, you know, just about as common as you see someone that's just trying to find something new to manage and now they come to you?
Yes, it's very frequently go in and find that, yes, they've been using QuickBooks, but maybe they're only using it for invoicing. Maybe they're only using it to pay bills. They're not tying everything together in there so they can see the big picture.
Do you have, you know, can you, does that make you think of a story or two that, you know, not necessarily naming companies, but somebody had been having trouble and they've been, you know, I use QuickBooks, but we're really, we're not all that thrilled with it. It's, you know, but then you come in, you kind of show them some of the ways that they can change how they're using the application, and then they come away going, gosh, I had no idea that it could do this for me.
Well, usually the situation that I run into mostly is they're only using part of the program, mm-hmm. and they're saying, well, you know, I don't understand what QuickBooks is supposed to be giving me when I try to run reports. It doesn't tell me everything. That's usually the circumstance. And I will go in and then show them the different things that can be done. Lots of times I might be in a training situation starting to show them from beginning to end exactly what it takes to get a full month's work into QuickBooks, and they'll turn around and say, you know what, this is too much like work. I want you to do it.
Well, I was going to ask you about that, you know, particular piece. When a firm comes to you to link up for your services, is it more of a project kind of relationship? You come in, you kind of get them started, and then you're there, you know, as needed? Or is it more of a, you know, kind of an ongoing relationship? You become kind of a semi part of their team on an ongoing basis, almost, you know, not to compare you to the online version of QuickBooks, but you have a relationship where you're kind of touching them on a regular basis, looking in to make sure things are flowing well. You know, how does it flow once I engage you?
It depends. Sometimes we start off with they're small and they're doing the books themselves, and we provide an overseeing situation to make sure they stay on track. Then sometimes their business grows enough, and then we'll take over doing the books. Usually, if I start out just with training and overseeing, the overseeing part will last for a year or so. And once they're okay, you know, they can pretty much stay on their own unless they have questions, which I always make us available to answer questions either through email or phone calls if need be. We also will provide supervision for however long that they're comfortable, that they feel they need that. The business then may grow to the point where they decide they need a part-time bookkeeper, and then we sit down and discuss, do they want to hire somebody that they need to put on payroll, or do they want to outsource it to us?
We've been talking with Karen Brashad of the Small Business Advisor, learning about how they can help you with financial management, particularly using QuickBooks as a tool. Before we bring on our next guest here, who you're kind enough to introduce us to here as part of the show today, I'm sure there's some reasons why you could recommend Small Business Advisor as the resource to help your business. So talk about why Small Business Advisor over the other options that may be out there that could help somebody with, their financial management and QuickBooks efforts.
Well, we've been around for quite a while, and we have over 30 years experience hands-on owning and operating other businesses besides this one. We also customize everything we do with the client in mind. We get to the point where we understand their business and what their business is about, and be able to get into the business to be able to provide those reports and that information or training, whatever they need, at whatever level they're at. So we don't come in and say, hey, we're here, we're going to do this, and then walk away, and that's the end. Basically make the sale and walk away. They don't hear from us. We're still available. We're still there to help them. And it's not a situation where it's a one-time deal.
Mm-hmm.
We want that ongoing client. And Jeff is one of those. We go to him on a quarterly basis and handle his work for him and for the Action Coach in Atlanta. And we enjoy our wonderful relationship there.
Well, take me into that. We'll kind of transition. We'll bring Jeff into our conversation here. Obviously being one of the folks of Action Coach Atlanta. How did that come to your pass? You engaged you as a consultant for QuickBooks Management, Financial Services Management. But you utilized the coaching services from Action Coach. Can you talk about how that's kind of applied to your business, where it might have brought, your business along, from where it was before you got involved with Action Coach?
Well, Jeff and I knew each other from, I think, a leads group that we were both in, and that's how we met. And we talked on and off about different things that we were doing. And at a certain point, he decided to engage us to do his books. Right about the same time, I think it was, that I decided that I also needed to step up my game. And one of the areas that I felt I needed help with was somebody to hold my feet to the fire and be able to hold me accountable. And that is one of the areas that a lot of small business owners struggle with, to be able to be accountable to somebody, because they're sitting in the top chair and they don't have anybody to say, hey, did you get this done? And that's one of the times when the bookkeeping is the thing that didn't get done.
Uh-huh.
So, that was something that we set up for me to be able to work with one of the coaches, which I'm very happy with doing that. My business has grown tremendously. But also, they offer a wide variety of services, and depending upon how the client, their client wants to engage, I belong to what's called their Growth Club, which is a quarterly day-long class, so to speak, and it helps you plan out your next quarter and what you're going to do and what your goals will be for that quarter.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure that, you know, just that piece right there is one that's very easy for folks to put aside. They got plenty of things to do. They got to, you know, got to take orders, got to fill orders, got to try to get to the books. Forming a plan for the next few weeks or months, I'm sure, is, you know, something that's challenging. And yet, you know, as I'm sure Jeff will talk a little bit more about, it's one of those things that if you do it, then just like you described, you can actually start to see yourself really gain some traction and growth that you didn't have before you started doing those things. So we talked about your website there. Karen, can you make sure that everybody has the website one more time, and maybe social media if you have it?
Yes, it's completely spelled out, smallbusinessadvisor.biz, B-I-Z.
Okay.
And at the bottom of our front page is our links to our Twitter page and LinkedIn.
Great. If you're trying to get your finances in line, link up with Karen Bruchat, the Small Business Advisor, to get that taken care of. Thanks again. We'll see you all same time, same place next week. See you then.